We're so glad you're here, and I want to encourage you today with the message. I do want to recall last week what we talked about, winning the game of my life, and we talked about football and the Super Bowl and offense and defense and who can be the most inspirational coach. It might have a big outcome on that game. Well, what I realized after I watched the game, I really only came down to one point, defense. Because there was no offense from Peyton Manning. And it didn't matter what John Fox said. It did not matter. But anyway, so how many actually went out of here last week, took money, and bet it on the Denver Broncos because of me? You did? You did? Well, I'm so sorry for you. I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay? I'm not giving you nothing. Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. So sort of across the same lines today, talking about sports a little bit, and I don't do this every week, but I do love sports. The sport of boxing certainly has become, you know, more so in the recent years, sort of barbaric. I guess it always was. I don't know why I liked it before. But there's a lot to be said about boxing and how it fits in our life a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Let's go with the message today. Losing some rounds, but winning the fight. Would you say that with me? Losing some rounds, but winning the fight. One more time. And this is how we do church. Now, if you just focus up this way, don't worry about anything else. Make sure your phones are off. We're going to go into the Word here a little bit. Want to be blessed. Maybe 15, 20 minutes max this morning. Say it with me one more time. Losing some, but winning the fight. Let's talk about it this morning. Here we go. Going to go right off into this message. Keeping a little brief, not too many points up front. Let's go, brother. Number one, losing some rounds, but winning the fight. Just a message from my heart to yours today with the Scriptures. Number one, if I'm going to lose some rounds but win the fight, number one, I will not win every round in the fight of my life. Say that with me. I will not win every round in the fight of my life. You can hear TV preaching. You can hear, oh boy, everything's going to be good and just so happy. God, you blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you something, guys. You're going to have some mess in your life. I don't care what he says on the TV. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Ask anybody on the street. Just ask the guy on the street. Am I going to have some problems in my life? He'll go, I have. Okay, you're going to have problems. You're going to have some mess in your life. So, first of all, you need to know that I will not win every round in the fight of my life. I will not win every round in the fight of my life. And just a few thoughts about that. It's not reality. You need to come back to planet Earth. It's not reality. Here's what Job said. Job, a man of God, an upright man. You know, you couldn't find a better man than Job. Here's what Job said. Although affliction comes not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man, say it with me, is born unto what? Sure as the sparks fly where? Upward. Check a fire sometime. Just go light one in case you don't think you're going to have some trouble in your life and see if the sparks go down. They don't. They go up. And you're going to have trouble. And you're going to have problems in your life. So it's not reality to think that I'm going to win every round in my life. Does that mean quit? Don't try hard? Guys, I'm not saying that at all. But we get depressed, and people, you know, that you start thinking, oh, well, this happened. I'm no good. I can't win. That's crazy. The fight ain't over, guys. Come on. It was a round. You might say, no, it was like 8 rounds. Well, knock them out then. I mean, you got to knock. Have you ever watched boxing before? And the manager, you knew it, and the guys from the side that were giving the announcing and everything, well, he's behind in the fight. He's just going to have to knock him out. You ever heard that say? Sure, I've seen him do it. In the last round, the 15th round, whammo, he knocked a guy out. Craziness. Don't give up. Say that with me. Don't give up. Okay, you're going to have some lost rounds, guys. It's not reality to think otherwise. You're going to lose some rounds. Also, it's not Bible. It's not in the Bible. You look at the great men of God in the Bible, and almost every one of them suffered incredible loss. They struggled so. Okay, so it's not Bible. Listen, for me to live is Christ right now, and to die is gain. All right, another scripture, Paul, writing from prison, wrote that. Keep going, Raj. Philippians chapter 3, Paul, writing from prison, said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but what? Loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have what? Suffered the loss of how many things? All things, and I count them as but dung or waste. That I might what? Win Christ. So it's not reality to think that you're going to win every round. It's not Bible to think that you're going to win every round. You're going to suffer some loss, man. It's also, it's not the way God works. It just, God didn't work that way. You're just a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Everything's great, 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 great. That is not planet Earth. But you hear that. Okay, I'm not saying go down in the mouth all the time and just be depressed. Oh, how you doing? I'm just doing terrible. No, we need to think on good things, right? Need to keep our head up, right? Yes or no? Sure. But guys, don't believe a lie. Because then you're setting duck when things do go wrong in your life. And you know, why is God picking on me? You ever said that? Say. I've asked this question before and y'all lie. You know you've said it. Come on. Why God let that happen to me? We get set up by the enemy, by the wicked one, thinking, well, I thought it was all going to be good. No, you're going to lose some rounds. It's not the way God works. The way God works is He allows us to live a normal life here on this planet. And things happen because we're real people. You understand? But the cool thing is, Philippians 1:6, being confident in this very thing, that He which hath begun what? A good work in you. He will perform it, or He will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God's working in your life. All right? If I could say anything to you today, it would be don't quit. I'm not talking about quit on Fellowship Church. I'm tickled you're here. God's blessing our church. I'm talking about your life personally. I'm just trying to talk to you today. I care for you today. I don't know who's here. I deal with people all the time. They come to see me for counseling, and I can see the pain. Just walking through my community, everywhere I go, there's just pain and struggle. Don't quit. Are you hearing me? Say. Listen, I know what it's like to suffer loss. I could stand up here for a good solid hour and talk about the loss I've suffered in my life. Many, many losses. Hey, but don't count the preacher out. You hearing me? Say. Uh-uh. Don't count me out. I'm going to win the fight of my life. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Say that with me. I'm going to win the fight of my... Can we say it? I'm going to win the fight of my life. Why wouldn't I? And it goes back to last week. If I don't care about my life, and if I don't win the fight of my life, who is going to win it, man? You hearing me today? Have I lost you a little bit? I hope not. Number one, I'm going to lose some rounds, but win the fight. It's not reality, it's not Bible, it's not the way God works to think that you're just always going to win at everything. I'm going to win at everything. I'm just going to win at everything. Let's keep looking at that subject, and we're going to get somewhere. Number two, for me to be who I need to be for Jesus' sake and for the gospel's sake, say that last part with me, I must suffer loss. Come on, I must suffer some loss. One more time, I must suffer some loss. If I'm going to be like Jesus... Now, if I'm going to reach people for Christ, how crazy is it of me to think that I'm not going to suffer loss if the people I'm working with and the people I'm striving to reach for Christ, the pains and struggles they have, why would Gary Clark believe he doesn't have those pains and struggles? It's not reality. You hearing me, yes or no? Even through my struggles that I've had in my life and the hurt and the pain I've endured and gone through, listen, it's helped me to better be able to reach people for Christ. Do you hear me or not? I want to talk to somebody that's been there, other than somebody that's going to read me something. You hear me? Yes or no? Well, here in the book it said on page 99, if you do this, you'll make it. I'd rather look at the fellow that said, I read page 99 and I did what page 99 said and I made it. Well, good, because since you did that, I think I'll try it. You hear me? Yes or no? Got it? You're going to suffer some loss, but that's how God works. And if you want to reach other people, you're going to have to suffer some loss. But here's the deal. This does not mean that God doesn't want you to be happy. See, that's the false doctrine that's out there. God just wants to bless you, blah, 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 you're going to be happy and smiling. As a Christian, you get to be normal, okay? All right? You get to be normal. It's not all a cakewalk. All right? But that does not mean God doesn't want you to be happy. God wants you to be happy and blessed through whatever suffering or trial you're going through. Yes or no? Absolutely, guys. Listen, this means the road to happiness and blessing, however, will have what? And it will have? It will have? And it will have? I mean, you might be saying, Clark, did I get up today to hear this simple message? I knew this before I got here. Well, good, you're ahead of a lot of people. And just keep listening, though. The Lord spoke to my heart this week as I was reading the Scriptures. And I want to share what he shared with me as I was reading. I want to share what I think I learned. So losing some rounds, but what? So I've got to realize I am going to lose some rounds. I need to realize that as I lose some rounds, I'm becoming more like Jesus. I'm becoming more real and relatable for the gospel's sake, for people. It's not that he doesn't want me happy. Sure he does. It's just going to have highs and lows. It's going to have some bumps along the way and some big old pit holes along the way you might just get in. But you can get out. Amen. Say. Somebody told me this morning, a brother back here, that old road is paved and you're doing good and you fall in the hole. If you get out of that hole, it's paved and just as paved as it was on the other side as it was on this side. But it ain't too good. Now get on the pavement again, would you? Say. That was good preaching to the preacher this morning. I like that. Number three, we're just listening, walking, trying to learn. Now, here's the crux of the message right here. Here it is. If you've been, like, not listening, good time to listen right now. To believe that I must win at everything will cost me to forfeit my true value and my own soul. Who wrote that? I did. Listen to me. To believe that I must win at everything. If that's my attitude, and that just always up here all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Listen, I'm going to forfeit my true value. I'm going to go through life and never really know who I am and know what I'm made of. Did you hear me? I will forfeit my true value and my own soul. Guys, I like the high mountains. I like it. I go to Colorado every summer and I get out there and ride my bike and I just love the mountains. But in life, I very rarely learn too much on the mountains. And I'm like you, I learn in the testing. I learn in the valleys. How many thought that you couldn't make it through something and you really surprised yourself and you made it and God helped you? Look at that right there. It's craziness, ain't it? It's crazy. You learn who you are. How many was better for it on the other side? Let me see it. You're better for it. You're better for it. Sure. Let's look at the scriptures, though. It's a pretty amazing statement here, and that is, you mean if I think I've got to win at everything, and if it's all about winning in my life, and winning and winning and winning and winning, and listen, I'm going to forfeit my true value in my own soul. Listen to Jesus, Matthew 16. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem. He's with his disciples. And he must do what? Suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests, the religious folk, and scribes. And what's his part? And be what? Killed you? And be raised again the third day. He started sharing that with his disciples. Hey, I'm going to... There's some bad stuff coming my way, guys. It's going to get ugly, man. And I'm going to ultimately be killed. And look what Peter said. And you know this. Then Peter took Jesus, the disciple Peter, took Jesus and began to rebuke him. Now you fill in the blank. I mean, he fussed at Jesus. He started telling Jesus the way it was. Can you imagine telling Jesus the way it was? Saying, be it far from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. Look at how Jesus responded. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, you know this line very well. You don't have to know much Bible, but you've heard this. Say it with me. Get thee behind me. So Jesus called Peter what? Well, you can't get much regular than that right there. Get thee behind me, Satan. Now watch this next part. You are an offense unto me. Wow. You're an offense unto me. Here Jesus is going to be killed. Peter didn't see the big picture. He didn't realize that cross that Jesus was going to suffer and die and resurrect was going to save his sorry tail. Amen. Yes or no? And so he said, get behind me, Satan. You're an offense unto me. For you savorest not the things that be of who? But those that be of who? You're thinking like a man, man. Stop it. I'm going to suffer loss. I'm not going to win every round. Some things are going to go down in this garden later. And it's not going to look like I'm winning. But I will rise from the dead. There's going to be a lot of pain. You understand? Are you hearing the message a little bit? Then said Jesus unto His disciples, same conversation, if any man will come after Me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall what? Well, look at that. And whosoever will what? Lose his life for who? Shall what? Shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gained the whole world? Man, you can win it all. Win it every week. Win it every day. Man, you're the biggest winner, ain't you, baby? Look, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world or win every round and loses what? His own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his what? How many would say, even though it hurts you really bad, some of the pain in your life and the struggles, what it taught you and what it made you, you wouldn't trade it for anything now? Can I see some testimony in the room? Isn't that crazy? Now, let's do another question. How many thought you'd never live the day to say that? Isn't that how God works? Say. Isn't that good stuff? I know that pain hurts and the struggle hurts and the loss hurts. But you keep that bigger picture because there is one. Amen? Let's keep looking. Amen is right. Come on. So we're talking about losing some rounds but winning the fight. Let's keep going a little bit further, not too much. To be a true follower of Jesus Christ, I have to be what? Okay with what? Losing some of the rounds in the fight of my life. To be a true follower of Jesus Christ, guys, I got news for you today. You have to be okay with some loss. You have to be okay with some things happening in your life, maybe that you don't even understand why it happened. It might shake you to your very core, but He is going to take that and He's going to perfect that and He's going to mature you into the person that He is going to allow you to be and that you can be. Does God cause sin? No, God doesn't sin. But obviously God must allow things to happen in our life, right? Say. So, are you okay with losing some of the rounds in your life? I will never, and the big word never there, I will never be like Jesus Christ without facing some losses and carrying some crosses. Would you say that with me? I will never be like Jesus Christ without facing some losses and carrying some crosses. I want you to get that down again. I will never be like Jesus Christ without facing some losses and carrying some crosses. I personally found my own true value and my own soul through my losses and my crosses. I have personally found my own true value and my own soul through my losses and my crosses. Who said that? I did. I'm going to be famous one day. That's why I put my name on some of these quotes. You'll see them. That's just a statement from my heart to you today. In the losses of my life. And it's interesting now, the things I look back that I lost in my life and I counted as loss are the very things now that help me reach people better than I ever could have before. The pain personally, in my family life, the murder of my mother. And growing up in a broken home with the alcohol and the mess and being a hellraiser, it's those kind of things that helps me really, to be honest with you, relate better to people than I otherwise could. Do you see how God did that in my life? Say. And the thing is, He's done it in your life and He's doing it in your life. That story could be told hundreds of times over here at Fellowship Church. Embrace that. Are you hearing me today? Yes or no? Don't walk around like a loser. You ain't a loser. You lost some rounds. Sure you did. Sure you did. Get your head up. God has a purpose for your life. Amen. Yes or no? And don't buy the lie that it all has to be perfect, 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 perfect. That is crazy. God wants to use you, broken man. a broken woman. He wants to use you. Isn't that great? That's good news, isn't it? Say, come on. When I can lose, and even lose big time, for the glory of Jesus, for the gospel of grace, and for the good of others, wow, listen, I win the fight. Did you hear me, yes or no? Listen, are you kidding me? See, that's the beauty of being a child of God. That's the beauty of being a follower of Christ. Amen? Aren't you glad He did your salvation for you? Aren't you glad about all that? Amen. You got plenty to do just working on your life. I'm glad I don't have to earn my salvation. Thank God He did that on the cross. Amen. Gave His life on the cross. And He said, just like a little child, boy, believe just like that. Have faith in me and it's going to be all right. Amen. And I can really work on my life. Because life is a fight. And you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But listen, ultimately you're going to win. Keep that focus. Keep that kind of thinking. Almost done. There is a bigger picture. And we can't see that when we're hurting, can we? Say. Remember how you felt when you were hurting so bad? I don't know who's here today. Who's listening? How many when you were hurt really bad, you did the stupidest things? Can I see your hands? Look at all these stupid people in the room. I'm with you, baby. I'm serious. Aren't we crazy? Say. How many in this room when you did something that was terrible, you had faced a certain loss, a terrible loss, and you thought you were just going to die? Can I see your hand? Oh, you're going to die. Okay, let's keep going. I love these questions. How many want to kill somebody? Let me see your hand. I always love that question. I always love that question. I got like 30 people in here. There's a bigger picture, man, than me winning every round. I don't have to win every round. Oh, I need to fight the good fight of faith, and I need to try. But there's a bigger picture. My life is not just one round. Say it with me. It's what? It's many. I had people in my life encouraging me a few years back, and they told me, Pastor, there's another chapter. There's other chapters. Just keep reading. Just keep reading. You just keep reading, baby. You just keep reading. Amen? And I'm sure you would relate to that. All the chapters of my life, of your life, have not yet been what? Yet been written. And I know some of you are older. Hey, so what? Write a new one this week, baby. Come on, how about that? God's a good God. There's a bigger picture. You remember Joseph? I'm not going to preach it. But Joseph's brothers, Joseph was a good man. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. And then he gets to doing right, working his way up through the, you know, he's even, you know, makes his way up into the Potiphar's house. And then the lady lied about him, and he's back in the slammer. Remember all that? God, so mistreated. And then at the very end, he faces his brothers. Famine. In the whole world. An incredible famine. But God had put Joseph in a place where he had food for not only his country, but others around. And he faced his own brothers who were starving. Years later, look what Joseph said. A great scripture. That's supposed to be 50-20, I believe. Genesis 50-20. But as for you, looking at his brothers, you thought evil against me. Say that next line with me. But God meant it unto good. To bring to pass as it is this day and to save what? Much people alive. Amen. Isn't that great? There's a bigger picture. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hey, there's some pavement on the other side of that hole you in. If you'll get that car back up there on that thing, you'll be on some flat ground again. Don't quit in the pit. Don't quit in the pit, baby. Come on. Listen to Jesus. He's in the garden. He's asked the disciples to pray with Him. They're sleeping. He just fed them. That's what happens when we get fed. We sleep. But this is his greatest hour. He said, "Can you not watch with me just 1 hour?" He knew what was ahead. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. In the Garden of Gethsemane. And he went a little farther, Jesus did, and he fell down on his face. And he prayed, saying, say these words with me if you don't mind. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Say this last part with me. Nevertheless, not as, but as you will. Can you do that in your life? I popped another verse. So he said that he's on his face. If you read just a few verses later, he knows it's not going to go down that way. And he tells them, get up. Let us be going. He's coming to betray me. But there was a bigger picture, wasn't there? Say. That looked like a terrible loss, the loss of at the hands of a friend and the religious leaders. Are you kidding me? Looked like a terrible loss. But look what we gained. Are you hearing me today? Did I lose you? Can't lose you. That's pretty easy. Amen? So losing some rounds but winning the fight. Am I done? Losing some rounds but winning the fight. Roger says I'm not done. We do have a couple extra scriptures. Think about Jesus. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, yet for your sake became who? That you through His what? Might be made what? Rich. What an incredible verse. Hebrews 2 verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the what? Suffering of death. Crowned with glory and honor. Why? That He, by the grace of God, say it with me, should do what? Taste death for every man. Wow. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons and daughters unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation mature through what? Sufferings. Did you get the message today? We're done. Did you get the message? I'm going to lose some rounds, but I'm going to do what? Win the fight. Win the fight. I close just with this thought. Many of us who followed boxing over the years, or even just looked at it a little bit, there was a great fighter, whether you either loved him or you hated him, and that was Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali would on purpose lose some rounds. He would. I mean, it wasn't easy, and it hurt him. He would put his hands together and he would get in the corner and he would let the guy just beat him to a pulp almost. The other fighter would just be swinging and hitting his arms and trying to hit his head, and then Muhammad Ali, you'd see him get up and go, pat him. He would. And the guy would just do that. And he'd go to the corner and he'd come back in another round, so he'd lose several rounds. It was called, say it with me if you know it, the rope-a-dope. Became a common thing. Yeah. Later on, the guy's tired. Thinks he's got old Muhammad Ali. Got him down. Oh, no. All of a sudden, this man, he really wasn't that tired. Been hit pretty hard, though. All of a sudden, he'd come back. Pop, 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 pop. And he'd like, oh, man, what just hit me? He lost some rounds, but he would win the what? He didn't win every fight, but that's us, guys. We're going to lose some rounds. I just want you to come out swinging. Would you do that, say? You come on and knock that sucker out in your life. The devil goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen? So that's my encouragement to you today. You're going to lose some rounds. I don't know where you're at, but you can win the fight if you want to. Did you hear me? You can win the fight if you what? Want to, with Jesus' help. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for the message today. Come on, praise the Lord for His Word. Thank you, Lord. Good Word for our heart today.